Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some crooning, some wailing, take a dare, waste away, and fulfill a request. Last Monday night was the first KISL telethon, bringing radio to television in conjunction with Catalina Cable TV. I was on the island and had a great time, and we had a lot of people call in and become members of the station. Even though the telethon is over and the phone bank is down, you can certainly still become a member of KISL quickly and easily just by going to kislavalon.com/membership. And a one-year individual membership is just $20. A premium membership is only $50, but includes a free space-available Santa Catalina Island Company tour, even the zip line, which is an $80 value just by itself. And a KISL membership would make an ideal Christmas gift. That's kislavalon.com/membership. A huge portion of the success of the KISL telethon is directly attributable to our engineer, Bruce, who volunteers a tremendous amount of time, effort, and equipment to the station, and without whom KISL might not even be on the air. Bruce has heard me mention crooners and crooning on the show before, but being originally from Sweden, he wasn't real clear on the concept, and after the telethon was asking about crooning. Well, the dictionary definition is to hum or sing in a soft, low voice, especially in a sentimental manner. Rich Conaty of the Big Broadcast defines crooning as the art of intimate singing, and Rudy Valley has been called the first crooner. So for engineer and listener Bruce, here's a crooning segment with Rudy Valley and some other fine crooners.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner.
About you, each word about you that everyone has spoken, and from the things I hear, I should be careful, dear. They come and find me and then remind me of all the hearts you've broken, but I'm in love with you, so what am I to do? Playing with fire, I'm going to get burned. I know it, but what can I do? I know my heart must be content to go where it is sent, although I may repent when I'm through. But what can I do? I'm playing with fire, I'm going to get burned. While merry-go-rounding with you, but I go for my ride with my eyes open wide. I'm playing with fire, I know it, but what can I do? everything I do and make me forget that I still love you. Wondering why we had to break up. Wondering if we'll ever make up. Wondering if you ever miss me as I miss you.
Love's shrine we're kneeling, and you've won my heart. But I have a peculiar feeling that someday we'll part. Will our affair soon break up and fade like the dawn? Will I some morning wake up to find you are gone? Though you hold me in your arms tonight, will tomorrow bring the same delight? Though we love each other, how long will it last? You are like a burning flame to me. Will you always be the same to me? Though I taste your kisses, how long they last? Whatever you may do, this heart of mine is true. I'll still believe in you, though love go past. With you, happiness and bliss appear. All my troubles seem to disappear. Yet my constant fear is, how long will it my constant fear is, how long will it last?
who's missing tonight. I'm crooning a love song to someone who left me a memory so bright. I want her to know how I miss her embrace. I want her to know no one's taken her place. I'm crooning a love song to heaven, to one who's an angel tonight.
Probably isn't the first name you think of in response to a word association with crooner, but there he was on April 13th, 1933, crooning a love song to heaven. But then again, that wasn't supposed to be a representative or comprehensive sampling of crooners. I'm Crooning a Love Song to Heaven was composed by Al Sherman with the words by Al Lewis. That was Joe Green's orchestra with Joe Green prominent on xylophone, credited on the label of that banner 78 as Dan Roberts and his Hometowners. Before that was a name closely identified with crooner, Bing Crosby, accompanied by a Brunswick Studio Orchestra directed by Victor Young, with How Long Will It Last? How Long Will It Last is from the picture Possessed, starring Joan Crawford and Clark Gable, and Joan Crawford sings the Max Leaf lyrics in French, German, and English. Joseph Meyer wrote the tune. Before Bing, it was Smith Ballou, backed by his own orchestra on July 25, 1929, with Miss You. Miss You was written by all three of the Tobias brothers, Harry, Henry, and Charlie. We started off that crooning set with the first crooner, Rudy Vallee. Well, the first successful crooner, according to Ian Whitcomb, and I'm Playing With Fire, written by Irving Berlin. That recording is from January 3rd, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You're no doubt familiar with the saying, waste not, want not. Good advice, but here for no particular reason, we're just gonna waste away in this next segment, beginning with the Imperial Dance Orchestra.
Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away. Am I wasting my time on you?
Thank you.
Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight, made up of both British and American musicians, and Just Another Day Wasted Away from February 6, 1928. Just Another Day Wasted Away was written by Roy Turk and Charlie Tobias. Last segment, we heard from the first crooner, but before Just Another Day Wasted Away, we heard from one of the first Torch singers, Lee Morse, with Wasting My Love on You. Torch singers, typically female, sing sentimental love songs, but generally those in which the singer laments an unrequited love. Wasting My Love on You was composed by Harry Warren with the lyrics by Edgar Leslie and was recorded in October of 1930. It was also recorded by Charles Laumann, Dick Robertson, Paul Small, Frank Luther, and Annette Hanshaw. We started off with Sam Lennon, identified on the label of that Regal 78 as the Imperial Dance Orchestra, with Red Nichols and Jaime Farberman on trumpet, and Am I Wasting My Time on You? That was written by Howard Johnson and Irving Bebo and recorded around June 1st, 1926. Oh, and the vocalist was Billy Jones.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week I played Prince of Wales, W-A-I-L-S, by Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra. Well, tonight we're going to do some more wailing, beginning with the Coon Sanders Orchestra. Thank you.
And if you ever want to take a look, you'll find an old caretaker there. When you step inside, he tells a tale of ghosts that whine and wail, around and round about the place at night, and this is how he tells his tale. Oh, hear that bogey wail, up and down the scale, creeping in and out of every room. Bogey wail, what an awful wail, guaranteed to fill your soul with gloom. Kind of freezes you, then it kind of teases you, that mysterious groan makes you panicky when you hear that minor moan. Bogey fears make you strain your ears when you're on your own alone at night. Here it comes, nearer yet it comes, filling every marrow bone with fright. A sort of sneaking round, a freaking round, along the sea the moonlight pale. Every night, when you dim the light, you can hear the bogey wail.
Thank you.
The Cellar Boys, recording in Chicago on January 24, 1930, and Wailing Blues, written by Lester Melrose and Ted Lewis. The Cellar Boys were Wingy Minone on cornet, who led the group, Frank Teschmacher, clarinet, Bud Freeman, tenor sax, Frank Melrose, piano, Charles Melrose on accordion, and drummer George Wetling. They used the name The Cellar Boys because they played at a club in Chicago called My Cellar. My Cellar was located at 222 North State Street near Lake and was owned by a man named Sam Beers. Bix Beiderbecke used to frequent the place when he was playing with Paul Whiteman at the Chicago Theater. Before Wailing Blues, it was Bogey Wail, recorded in London on February 13, 1929. That was Sam Brown with Jack Hilton and his orchestra. Bogey Wail was written by Sherman Myers, who also composed Fairy on the Clock, and who also wrote under the much more British-sounding name Montague Ewing. Bogey Wail was preceded by Zulu Wail, written by Fred Skinner and Irving Bebo. That was Ted Wallace and his orchestra, Ted Wallace being a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, and you heard Adrian Rollini playing Hot Fountain Pen in the chorus. The Hot Fountain Pen is a legitimate instrument, somewhat similar to a clarinet, but about half the size, with a range of only about an octave. In late 1930, Rollini began manufacturing the instrument out of ebonite and marketing it in Britain. And by the way, that recording of Zulu Wail is from September 12, 1927. We began that wailing set with, like Bogey Wail, another spooky-sounding tune, The Wail. That was the Coon Sanders Orchestra recording at the Baltimore Hotel in Kansas City on December 14, 1927, and Joe Sanders wrote The Wail. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. During the telethon last week, I had the pleasure of talking with listener Jim, who is a big fan of Red Nichols. You hear Red every week on the show with our theme song, Avalon, but only the first part of it. Well, Jim requested to hear the whole thing, so here for listener Jim is Avalon and a couple of other of Red's recordings. Thank you.
Let the trumpet call while the people shout. Strike up the band and hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the martial swing. Strike up the band, for there is work to be done, there's a war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand, fall in line, ye foe, come along, let's go. Hey, lead us, strike up the band.
Thank you.
Well, there you have three from Red Nichols, including the full and complete Avalon from February 25th, 1928. That was followed by Red Nichols and his Strike Up the Band Orchestra with Strike Up the Band from the Broadway musical of the same name. Members of the Red Nichols Band were featured in the show, which opened at the Times Square Theater on January 14, 1930, and ran for 191 performances, closing on June 28. I believe the vocalist on that January 17, 1930 Brunswick recording was drummer Gene Krupa, and the band also recorded an instrumental version on that same day, as well as again on August 3. That was followed by Roses of Picardy from February 16, 1929. Roses of Picardy was written in 1916 by Haydn Wood, with lyrics by Frederick Weatherly.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I was going to play the next two songs about daring even before I watched A Christmas Story yesterday. I hadn't seen the film before, which contains a scene where Schwartz and his friend Flick argue over whether or not a person's tongue will stick to a frozen flagpole. Schwartz issues Flick a series of dares, culminating in the ultimate triple dog dare, whereupon Flick's tongue indeed sticks to the flagpole. So I hereby triple dog dare you to listen to I Double Dare You. I played I Dare Not Love You back in July on the live anniversary show by Irving Aronson, but that was the Ambassadors led by Louis Katzman on January 9, 1926, and their rendition of I Dare Not Love You. Harry B. Smith wrote the words and Sigmund Romberg the music. And we started that abbreviated set with Jack Harris and his orchestra and I Double Dare You. The vocalist on that February 5, 1938 recording was Joanne Andrews. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.